The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Monday, 16 November 2020. And joining us from Florida, Steve Elkins. Hello, Steve.
Hello, John.
How are you?
So-so.
What's that?
So-so.
Yeah.
Not great, not bad, not great, just so-so.
Yeah, a lot of contention out there, and what's really fascinating to me is watching the snake eat its own tail. With the people that claim that they want freedom and liberty, they keep casting pall on Donald Trump. You know, he's a ringer. He's a Rothschild. He's a this. He's a that. I'm really sick of these people. I really am. You know what? If not this election, if you have a chance to vote for Joe Biden, maybe you can vote in the next rigged election for your candidate for the real Rothschilds, Inc., and their, I don't know, their control of this country. I'll tell you what, I'm getting sick and tired of people cutting off their own noses to spite their own faces.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I feel the same way. I'm still angry, still very much in shock of what's happened, and I'm going to come right out and say it. If Donald Trump, if this is not undone, and Joe Biden is inaugurated on January 20th in 2021, if he is inaugurated, this thing is not flipped and changed and a wrong undone and made right, I will burn my voter ID card and I will say to hell with ever voting again because the system is rigged. There's no point in it. And then you and I talked earlier today, understanding Dominion and Skittle now, these two other software programs that are flipping elections used in other countries, I now understand that how John McCain won in Arizona because he's not well liked there and how he continued to win, but I could never find a person who actually voted for John McCain. So now understanding that the system was rigged way back with different kinds of software. This is new precedent, John. This is new precedent that you can find fraud, expose fraud, and if it's not undone, it's the go-ahead to say to the victor along the spoils. It doesn't matter how you win. By hook or crook, it doesn't really matter, which will nullify the action of voting and thinking that you have a say-so in government. That's the democracy part of this government here in the voting. And if that is nullified and it doesn't matter anymore because the system is rigged against you, why bother?
Well, and now I think people are starting to understand, you know, Trump was getting all this support, making whistle stops, 3, 4, 5, 6 a day, drawing tens of thousands, 40, 50,000 people plus. And people are watching JoJo when he decided to crawl out of the basement and he'd have 2, 3 people in attendance. And most of those were staff members. And
right.
It's no mystery to me now why Biden was acting that way Biden was told, right, don't worry, we've got this. We've got your back.
That's right.
So don't worry, exactly, Uncle right. Joe. Don't worry.
Nope. If you don't mind, John, I'm gonna say it right now because you and I talked about it. I wanted to out something. This morning I was sitting here thinking about the fraudulent election, how you and I were watching the numbers flip back and forth and then flip. I mean, totally opposite flip, where you had Trump with 50-something percent and later on Biden had 20-something. And then it just flipped. Within 1 minute, it flipped. And I started thinking about this software and where the servers are. They're in Frankfurt, Germany. I'm not sure why that was thought through, but because it's off of U.S. soil, maybe there's some laws that you can skirt in cheating. I don't know why, but maybe that's the reason why they're in Germany. And there's many partners, many hands on this as far as criminality goes and cheating. So I started thinking about it. You and I were watching it. And that was, we did a 4-hour broadcast between you and me. And then we went into Don Campbell's show. And then, of course, Jeff Bennett's show before that. I started thinking about the time we started seeing the flip.
Yep.
Well, remember, there is a region time zone change. And you and I started seeing things that just weren't possible. Why would California be called before Florida? There's a 3-hour time difference between myself right now here in Florida, sitting in Florida, and California. So how could you call California before Florida? We close our polls before they do. So that's what I started thinking about. Then I started thinking about the servers and how the machines shut down to retabulate and configure how they're going to flip this thing, whether dropping votes, adding more votes, or whatever they had in mind with the software. I started thinking of the time difference between California and Germany. It's 8 hours. So where they thought, these people who pulled off this scam of fixing the election, thinking that we couldn't actually see it, because it would be after hours, we'd all be asleep, and they'd be fixing their election at the hours we were sleeping. It was during the early hours in Germany. These knuckleheads, these fraudsters, had not thought about the time change that we could see the fraud. They thought we were all sleeping while they were doing this, and we visually watched them flip the election because they thought we were late in bed and asleep. This is how they did it.
Well, and what did I say back to you? I went back, 60 years, JFK's assassination. I can remember within an hour of actually the incident taking place on Dealey Plaza, November 22nd, 1963. It wasn't an hour later that the news stories were breaking in Australia that, oh, they got the guy, and he's the lone shooter, and here's his name, Lee Harvey Oswald, and everything else. They didn't even know about Lee Harvey Oswald's name an hour after the shooting. So, again, there's your timeline. They don't take that in consideration. These people are, you know, I don't care what century or what generation you live in, Steve. Liars are just that, liars.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm looking at probably a Supreme Court case here for Donald Trump.
I hope so.
And I don't think this is going to go to the House of Representatives. I think it's going to go in front of the Supreme Court. Now, what do you have to demonstrate in front of the Supreme Court? This election was rigged. Here's our proof. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter at that point in time, any cheap lawyer that's ever managed to pass his bar exam knows this much.
Yeah.
That it isn't what you know, it's what you can prove. I'll give you an example. I witness a murder. I see the person murdering the other person. I know I am first-person witness. This isn't secondhand or third. My Aunt Mamie told me about the neighbor that saw that. No. I witnessed it. Okay. I'm now a prime witness in a murder case. I'm put on the stand. What did you see? Well, I saw that guy there murder this guy, the dead guy. Okay. Well, they put the defendant on the stand and goes, no, I was with my girlfriend, and we were having a party with two of our friends. There's his alibi. Doesn't matter whether you're telling the truth, unless you took a photograph of it or a video of the act itself, you don't mean anything. Mm-hmm. This is the problem.
Well, you know, it- In today's law, John, a good, smart, shyster lawyer would say, okay, you saw him. You saw a guy that looked like this guy, but there are a lot of people who look just like him. Do you have anything more than a visual? Because there's lots of slick ways to get out and get somebody off. I mean, he could have a twin brother, could be a guy that looked just like him, could be the lighting was different. You know, there's many different ways a shyster lawyer will come at you and to get their person off. But I get where you're coming from on this one. I do. I understand.
Well, I'm fending back messages here from people that are starting to act a little. I'm going to say this right out, folks. You better grow a pair. You'd better make sure of yourself. Stop the crap. I'm responding to some crap right now on my phone as we speak. I'm tired of people with their little short jokes that only you're intended to get, but you don't get. I'm calling for sanity here, folks, because we've certainly had enough of insanity.
That's true.
I want to play this. And Front Sight, Doctor, if anybody had any idea about Dr. Ignatius Piazza, where his politics were, well, we just posted on republicbroadcasting.org. What he sent out, let me see, today, and what he did was compiled all the videos about this election fraud, and I want to take the opportunity to play a few of these, because what? We'll make a two-parter out of it. Okay, do we have to have this conversation while I'm on the air? Because people don't understand what the hell we're talking about. Okay, then why was it able to be sent to me in email form? Just post the email. Thank you. Now that we're having this discussion, can I get... I'm sorry, what? Okay, but again, I'll ask you the question. If he sent me the email and I can open up the email and play all of those, just do the same thing on our site. All right. Do you mind if I get back to the show right now? Thank you. Thank you. At any rate, Steve, if you were wondering what that was all about, I can play the videos from my side. Holy crap. Mike, relax. I'm doing a show in here. Stop. Now, where the hell was I? Let me play this dust up, because this ties into Fox News. Steve, I don't know if you've been monitoring Fox News. You saw the Neil Cavuto with the McEnany, and unless there's proof, you know, I can't countenance this. That was his statement. Well, all of a sudden, Sean Hannity and, well, other people, well, okay, we're doing other stories now, and yeah, okay. No, what happened with Fox News is the people that listen and support Fox News just slap them stupid. I mean, just slap them stupid. To the point, well, there doesn't seem to be any reins now on Tucker Carlson or even Sean Hannity. Maria Bartolomo, she's out there. She's doing radio interviews and whatever else. So apparently the president-elect, how can he be the president-elect? Because it's not December, and it's not the people that certify the election. That's their job. It's not the press's job. It's not some mouthpiece someplace saying, oh, yes, Joe Biden and president-elect. No, the vote's not in. The vote's still being counted.
That's right.
Here is, and you're going to love this one. This Leon Vittert, V-I-T-T-E-R-T, he's the guy that they put on the weekends, and he's supposedly the up-and-coming new generation of conservatism. He was on with Erin Perrin. She's the Trump legal team. And so here's the clip. Mike, you got me open over there? Thank you.
Nerds! Want a better credit card? We've got you. The experts at NerdWallet compare hundreds of credit cards so you can narrow in on what matters most. From low rates to no annual fees, find and shop the best cards for you. For all your credit card questions, turn to the nerds.
Director of Press Communications, Erin Perrin. Erin, good to see you. Appreciate it. All right, so we heard from David, no plans to concede. What's the path then to 270?
Well, considering no state has actually certified the election results, there are ballots still being counted across the country. This is going to take some time to make sure we count every legal vote and do not count any illegal votes in the United States.
I understand that, but we've heard that talking point for a long time. But just go through the vote totals. In Georgia, President Trump is behind. There's currently a recount there. People have said they don't think it's going to change, even the Republican officials there. Pennsylvania, the president's behind by tens of thousands of votes. Even if you win all the lawsuits, it doesn't count those and wouldn't make up for the difference. Nevada, the president's behind. Arizona, the president is far behind, even though your campaign said by last Friday, a week ago, the president was going to be ahead. Wisconsin, the president is behind as well. What states are the president going to pull ahead in?
Well, Leland, thank you for allowing me the opportunity to speak. It seems like you are certainly not keen to let that happen today. But let's talk about Pennsylvania for a fact here.
Okay.
There are almost 700,000 votes in Pennsylvania that were counted in opposition to the Constitution, an actual egregious error there where they violated the Equal Protection Act. Nope. You're going to let me finish. The Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, almost 700,000 votes
hold on.
Pennsylvania and in Michigan. Let's have a conversation about that state as well, where you have video from Fox News of individuals boarding up the windows, again, in violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment of the Constitution.
Erin, answer the question, and then you get to talk. The question is
this. I did answer,
what do you
want
to have happen?
Me the first
Erin?
Time.
What do you want to have happen with those 700,000 votes? The ballots are already mixed in. Do you just
want
700,000 votes deducted from Biden's
total? We want to make sure that conversation happens. You're trying to say this is done and over.
I'm not. I'm not saying it's done and over. I'm asking you where you're going to find the votes to pull ahead. Where are the votes to pull ahead?
This is now my third time to try to get this answer out. The legal path ahead exists here because there are clear constitutional violations that have keep snarking,
Erin, take me through.
I get it. You guys spent years trying to run up a Russia hoax against the president and trying to say this is over.
How does the president?
And hypocrisy continues because you know what?
The producer's in his ear at this point.
What do you want to
now
happen
everybody
to the
wants to say
votes?
That this is over for us. It's ridiculous. What happens to the seven?
What do you want to have happen to the votes?
That is up for the court to decide, Leland.
Okay.
That is up for the court to decide. But we should be able to have the conversation about those votes when you're trying to say this is done and over.
No, nobody's trying to say that. I'm just simply asking you.
You guys keep voting about president-elect. It sounds like you guys are certainly saying it's over.
I don't know who you guys are. Okay, you and I are having trying to have a conversation with you and
ask
you.
I'm Erin Perrin.
You know what's really ironic here? While all this is going on and this little twerp that is broadcasting on Fox News, screen wipe, you know, the crawler on the bottom of the screen, is talking about President-elect Joe Biden. Exactly what this woman was saying. Don't believe your lying eyes, ladies and gentlemen. Believe Mr. Vittert that I'm not trying to block you from saying anything. We got a lot more here, folks. Glad you could join us today. This is the start of a whole new week. Take a deep breath. Things will be dark for a while, but I promise you that thing you're seeing at the end of the tunnel is not a fast-moving freight train in your direction. It's actually the light.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are back. I'll tell you what. People's tempers are running high, including my own.
Me too. I'm right there.
Yeah. Now, aside from Fox News doing the old flip-flop, you know, this has been going on with Fox News for quite some time. Why would we report, you decide, the most trusted name in cable news? Why would they bring on a woman that coached Hillary Clinton in the last debate? She had the questions that were going to be asked, and she gave them to Hillary Clinton. That's right, Donna Brazile. Why? Because she looks good? Why do we have Jerry Rivers there? Oh, I'm sorry. He's been there for a number of years. You all know him as Geraldo Rivera. Yeah, real name Jerry Rivers. Why do we have Juan Williams over there? Mike was telling me that this weekend he was listening to NPR. This morning he was listening to NPR. And it's just the Trump dump. You know, they're measured and very slow and the intellectual impression they want to leave on you because they're public broadcasting and they're in a position to know. Well, why do they have Juan Williams on Fox? And he was a retread from them. This guy, this, I don't even know what the hell he is. I don't know if he's, what is he, Caribbean, black? I don't even know what the hell he is. I don't even think Juan Williams knows who his mommy and daddy is. Probably not. But this is what they have there. And when Neil Cavuto went off on McEnany, that was it for, there are people that are refusing to tune in to Fox News. Now, this, folks, this goes way beyond talking heads, you know, putting the perception out there. What's going on in the business world, I want you to think about this, because a lot of these corporate assets and their boards, these people you wouldn't want to have coffee with, let alone do business with. These are the people that are going to be deciding who they do business with. And if you haven't been properly vetted and approved to come on board to do a little business in the business world, guess what? You'll be canceled. I want you people to think about this. This cancel culture just isn't half of the country trying to cancel out the other half. No, 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 no. What you're seeing going on right now, playing out before your very eyes, is a political coup. Now, Steve, what happens after the political coups take place?
Cleaning house.
Purging.
Their own people.
Purging.
To make the coup stronger.
Yep. After all, you got to get rid of the witnesses. What happens when you really don't want anybody finding out that you engineered an assassination? You send in your assassin, but then you have another assassin assassinate your assassin. You don't leave anything to chance like that. You get rid of the evidence.
No loose ends.
And it doesn't matter what you know.
As they say in the mafia, no loose ends.
Well, and it isn't what you know, it's what you can prove now, isn't it? This has ramifications, and it's unfolding before your very eyes again. What's going on here is this is a purge of you and I from the system, from the cloud, from the media, from even our own politicians. I mean, when you have the chairman of the Federal Elections Commission come out and says that he does believe there's voter fraud taking place, this is the guy that's the head of the election committee, he's the chair of the Federal Election Commission. He's coming out and saying there's fraud here. Well, that doesn't matter. Don't pay any attention to those people over there. It doesn't have anything to do about the truth. It's who you care to believe. Now, the system, the Dominion voting, boy, here is a clip of them talking about Dominion voting, and then who's tied to this? 2.7 million votes potentially lost. Dominion voting, strong ties to the Democrats. Listen to this one, folks. There's nothing to see here. Just move on. Joe Biden is president-elect, and he's got to put his transition team together. And Donald Trump said that he would vacate the White House if Joe Biden's the winner. But that's exactly what the issue is here. They're caught dead to rights, Steve, dead to rights. And they're still trying to put out the perception out there that their reality, and you're just not fitting with their reality. Therefore, you're in error, and you should be disregarded. Here's the piece on the votes potentially lost because of this Dominion voting. Amazing. Come on around. There it is. Thank you.
Good evening and welcome to Beyond the Noise. I'm David Zhang. Tonight, massive evidence against Dominion voting software and its company ties are being revealed. According to this tweet, Dominion apparently deleted 2.7 million votes nationwide from Trump. On November 11th, an individual by the handle of Truman Black wrote a script that exposes the voting switches from Trump to Biden. This gained many news outlets' attention. He posted an entire list of all the states who employed the Dominion system. In total, about 500,000 votes were taken from Trump and switched to Biden. Keep in mind, these calculations are not yet verified. However, he did obtain the data from Edison Research, which is used by at least ABC, CBS, CNN, and NBC News, among others. From there, the company's background and strong ties to the Democratic Party was exposed through various media reports. Now, more than one internal employee has come out to expose the voter fraud scheme. Dominion released a statement stating that they have no ties to any Democratic Party senior levels, or that they were involved in any voting fraud. But are they really that innocent? Let's take a look at what their first ties is, which is to the Democratic Party. According to the different sources, the company is heavily involved with Nancy Pelosi, former President Barack Obama, and Bill Clinton. And during an interview with Trump lawyer Sidney Powell, Fox News host Maria Bartiromo mentioned that she had seen reports that California Senator Dianne Feinstein's husband, Richard Bloom, is a key shareholder, and Nancy Pelosi's longtime chief of staff are key executives of Dominion voting system. They were also reported in 2019 by Bloomberg Government, a news website in April. Bloomberg Government said that the Pelosi's former chief of staff, Nadeem Alshami, is one of the lobbyists in Dominion. Alshami is from a lobbying firm called Brunstein, Farber, Hyatt, Schreck. Now, the ties with Barack Obama is a lot more complicated. According to Dominion's website, in July of 2018, a company called Staple Street Capital's SSC, which is a private equity firm, acquired Dominion Voting. On SSC's website, one of their shareholders has a key name, William Kennard. Kennard was the Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, chair during Clinton's era. He was also the U.S. ambassador to EU during Obama's era. He was also a policy advisor for the former Secretary of State John Kerry and the Carlyle Group's managing director, another private equity firm. Even now, Kennard is still a member of the executive board at AT&T and Ford, and AT&T owns CNN. So Kennard is involved in media, business, and politics, who has important relationships with the higher-ups of the members of the Democratic Party. Now, with Clinton, the Dominion ties don't end there. According to OAN, Dominion's communication manager, Penelope Chester Starr, used to work in the Clinton's Foundation. She also was the vice president of Tenio. So Tenio is a company that one of their main duty is organizing Hillary Clinton's overseas ventures, including organizing her speeches and such. On Clinton Foundation's website, as early as 2014, Dominion promised to give money to one of the foundation's plans. And that plan was to provide newly formed democratic societies around the world voting machines and voting technologies. Dominion's ties to Democrats are also reflected in its employees' donations to the party. According to conservative media, the National Pulse, 96% of its employees' contribution goes to Democrat candidates. These employees are involved in the entire process of software development, web engineering, production, and management. Whereas in the last 6 years, Dominion has only provided Republican candidates a total of $86.25. Now compare this to Twitter and Facebook, where the Media Research Center reported their donations to the Democratic Party being 98.99% and 91.68%, respectively. Just as this alone, we see a deep connection. Now, the second tie are with the Chinese Communist Party. This January, the CEO and co-founder of Dominion, John Polos, said during his statement to Congress and admitting that their products included parts from China, including LCD touchscreens, control boards, and AI processors, and more, because the U.S. did not choose to produce these things. In December of 2019, supply chain surveillance company Interos and published a report indicating that the current voting system used in the U.S., one-fifth of its parts come from Chinese suppliers. In Dominion systems, about 59% of the parts come from companies that have businesses in Russia and in China. In fact, the law firm that stopped representing Trump in his legal battle in Pennsylvania's voter fraud situation, Porter Wright, had a lawyer by the name of Sunny Young, who worked at the Pennsylvania office. She said in her bio that she represents the Chinese entities in U.S. businesses. Young also spoke at many CCP-related law events in China and was praised for her efforts by the government. The firm also appears to have helped facilitate and outsource jobs to China by representing a U.S. company in negotiating certain investment agreements and supplier agreements with Chinese manufacturers. So they would represent Chinese companies and not represent President Trump. On that note, Trump revealed on Thursday that they're banning any American companies from investing in Chinese companies with ties to the military of China. According to this order, starting on January 11th of 2021, American investors can no longer purchase stocks from at least 31 Chinese companies. These companies were monitored earlier this year by the Defense Department as the CCP military-supported companies. What does this list of 31 companies entail? China Telecom, China Mobile, Huawei, Weikang, China Air Industry, China Railroad Construction Corporation, China Ship Corporation, PandaTech, and so forth. So, because if you want to be successful to run your business in China, you need connections in the military. Now let's go back to what it means to have ties with the Dominion voting company. There is a defect in the system of the Dominion software. Trump's lawyer Powell thinks that the defect was intentional because they have parts from China. And the CCP has the strongest evidence to interfere with American elections. There's a possibility that there is ties to sway the U.S. election. Now the third point is that we are all curious about voting frauds taking place in the Dominion system, which was revealed by whistleblowers and many calculations from experts. Melissa Carone, a contracted worker at the company, came out and said that she was sent to Detroit to provide tech support for the systems. What she saw was a large number of poll walkers would repeatedly scan the same ballots four or five times. And she also saw workers fill in ballots and make fake signatures. When Carone told her superior, the response was that it was not our duty to watch poll workers, but to provide tech support. We had previously mentioned that Dr. Shiva Ayadurai, who worked on investigating ballot switches in Michigan, found a huge number of ballot switch from Trump to Biden. Sidney Powell actually thinks that voting fraud did not just happen with this election. She thinks that in 2016, Bernie Sanders lost the election to Hillary Clinton, may possibly be due to internal fraud. Is there any truth to her thinking? I think there is. In fact, on the Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren's website, she and other federal lawmakers had investigated vulnerabilities in voting systems, including Dominion, back in 2019. According to their finding, the companies making vote machines have long skimped on security and in favor of convenience. According to another Democrat, former governor of Illinois, Rod Blagojevich, said during his Newsmax interview that fraudulent voting has occurred in Democrat-controlled cities for a very long time. When he tried to change it, he got removed from power. He said that this is a large systemic cheating scheme. If you thought that it was hard to believe there has been such a large fraud that took place this year, it is because they have never been caught doing it for so long. This election, they thought with just software cheating that they could have beaten Trump. But little did they realize how many votes Trump would receive on election day. The gain was such a large lead that just voting fraud softwares couldn't cover it. So they had to stop counting ballots after midnight in many states so that they could bring in large amounts of mail-in ballots to cover the difference between Trump and Biden. And with that, I shall end this video. I hope you're enjoying the content so far. Make sure you subscribe to our channel so you don't miss all of the latest changes happening in the U.S. election and more.
Yes, all the changes. Nothing to see here, Steve. Let's just move along. When Sidney Powell, and she's a former federal prosecutor and appellate court judge, you know, I don't know how much more, excuse me, I almost blew my voice out last break. I don't know how much more that you need from people qualified to question this, okay? I guess that's the best way to put it. And her being a federal former prosecutor and appellate court judge, you know, she went on to say, and she was on with Marie Bartolomeo. I want to get these clips out of the way so we can, you know, discuss other things. But this is stuff people may or may not have heard. But again, folks, this is going to come down to the House of Representatives or the Supreme Court. That's the only place this can go. Let me play the clip here from, well, here's the guy. He is Trey Traynor. He's the chairman of the Federal Elections Commission. He was on with Newsmax, and he stated he does believe there's voter fraud taking place. And he confirmed that a refusal to allow poll watchers to observe the ballot counting process, among numerous other irregularities, does indeed constitute an illegitimate election. Here's what he had to say on One America News.
On this election,
I do believe that there's voter fraud taking place in these places. Otherwise, they would allow the observers to go in. When you have claims of, 10,000 people who don't live in the state of Nevada having voted in Nevada, you have the video showing where people are, they're either duplicating a spoiled ballot right there, or they're in the process of just marking a ballot that came in blank for a voter. That's a process that needs to be observed by election observers. State law allows those observers to be in there. And if they're not, then the law is not being followed, making this an illegitimate election.
All right, let's go back to that video if we can. The video we're watching there, if he's filling out the ballot on the top right there, so this would be fraud.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's fraud. And Steve, they had months to plan this thing out. Is Steve still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. They did, John. This is all very well planned out. You're right. There was no reason for Joe Biden to really come out of the basement. This thing was all set. Actually, we heard that in the 2016 election. This was in the bag also for Hillary. But
it was the Russians. It was those damn Ruskies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you and I talked earlier today. I said that the media was coming up with three excuses. First of all, they were blatantly saying, no, there was no fraud whatsoever. There was no election fraud. There was no voter fraud. They were stuck with that 100%. No, there's nothing. You're crazy. You're conspiracy theorists. Then they started to back off a little bit. And when they do give in to there might be a little bit, then they say, well, the Russians hacked the system and they must have done this. Number three excuse, that there was some corruption, there was some voter fraud, but it's so insignificant, so small, it wouldn't change the outcome anyway. That's pretty much the three scenarios that the mainstream media is going with today.
Well, Steve, think about this. We're expected to believe that Russia, up to and including Vladimir Putin, wanted to throw the election for Donald Trump in favor of Hillary Clinton, for him to sit back and watch what happens in the United States is the same thing that happened in Russia before it became the Soviet Union. Is that what we're supposed to believe?
Well, if you don't know your history very well, I guess you might buy into that stupidity. But I'm surprised they didn't point a finger at China. The China may have got in there.
Oh,
hacked
no.
It, because they
oh,
were,
no, no,
they
no,
were
no.
fueling that for a while. Oh, it was either China
oh, no, no,
or
no.
it was.
No, we don't want to get into that, Steve. We don't want to get into that, because then we'll discover that there's probably more money that was paid to Hunter and Joe Biden.
Oh, speaking of which, that story is dead. God, that thing is like dust now. It's so far gone out of the headlines now. Whatever happened about that story? Oh, well, it's gone. It's completely gone now.
Completely gone.
No Hunter Biden corruption. There's no association to his father, Joe Biden, a pay-for-play scandal. It is gone. History.
Well, isn't the world's biggest pedophile? Didn't he kill himself in jail? That story's gone.
Oh, God.
And, oh, I'm sorry, Gil Shane, whatever. Yeah, she was right there in with the culprit. And how much have you heard on her?
Yeah, I know.
Steve, what's at stake here? And people have got to get over this. Trump is not a plaything of the Rothschilds. If it were, he would have already said, okay, folks, all right, President-elect Joe Biden, I concede. And then hand the reins over. What do you have? What do you have to gain by Trump getting into office for the second term, when you can put Joe in there for a few months, 6 months, maybe a year, before he strokes out, he gets dementia so bad he doesn't even know his own name, and then put Kamala Harris in there that she can go pick, that's right, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, as VP? Really? I think that's what they really have in mind here, because this old bat's pulling her hair out, her colored hair, for the last 50 years. She's going absolutely bat crap, because this is part and parcel of the plan to take over America.
Yeah. Could you imagine this country, John, being run by two women going through menopause?
No, I think Nancy, could you imagine what trouble they could get into? I think Nancy Pelosi went through the change about 25 years ago, I think.
I don't know.
You better watch out, the women voters out there.
That's why God created the darkness in the night, John, so you didn't have to see it. You can reach out and touch it and feel it, but you don't get to see it, and that's a nice thing.
By the way, the controlled media that put out the story that this United States Postal Service whistleblower, Richard Hopkins, he recanted his story. No, he didn't. And thank you, Veritas Project, for going back in, interviewing the guy, putting him back up on the web saying, no, I never recanted my story. Right. I'm sticking by it. I don't know what the hell they're thinking here. If they can, how are they going to pressure a lowly? Okay, you're fired. Okay, I get that. But taking action supposedly against individuals, how is that going to change anything? The answer to that question, it's not. They are all, everything, folks, everything that you've learned up till now, they've got all their chips pushed in the center of the table. They got a weak hand. They're going to try to bluff. They're going to try to buy the game. But I don't think it's going to happen. I really don't.
Well, there's another strategy, John, they can also do, too, is hopefully that they can stimulate and energize that criminal element out there that we've seen in Portland and Wisconsin and other cities to start acting up and burning down cities again to basically have forced Trump to say, okay, I'm done. I'm conceding. I can't see any more destruction over this. They're hoping for that element to rise back up again. No doubt about it.
Well, I think Antifa in this country is pretty much dead. BLM exposed itself. Once we find out the organizers of Black Lives Matter, and what they really are is all communist matter in this country. Once you find out that they have been schooled and trained Marxists, what percentage of Black Lives Matter are stupid white people out there going, look, supposedly we've got a system that's been perfected to the point where there's not systemic racism coming from the government. It takes a while for people to get used to the idea that there's another way of doing things. And we were well on our way of doing exactly that, Steve. And I think that's why you saw the racial contention, the tool that's the favorite tool of the communist to upset and get the people agitated in respective countries that we want to turn red. And what I mean by that is not Republican, but communist. And even,
you know, it's funny, you had McCarthy coming out and taking on Hollywood and a lot of the elites saying that, you know, the communist infusion into the United States and it was going to take over. And actually, you know, there were a handful, but not as many as he claimed to have spotted. But now you've got them everywhere, and you actually have a true invasion of communism in this country, and including your media. And nobody's coming out against it. Nobody
even Nikita, even Nikita Khrushchev, the shoe banger at the UN, yelling, "We will bury you." I remember that. I remember watching those clips, folks, as they happened. Okay, that's how far I go back. But he also said something else. He said, we are going to take over the United States without firing a shot. And when socialism is there, they're going to wake up the next morning to find out that the communists have taken over. This socialism game, and Bernie Sanders knows this. This son of a... This guy, when the dust settles here, I want to see people like Bernie Sanders. I want to see him up for treason. Because here's a guy that supposedly wanted to run for president of the United States, but he was a socialist. You know, this is tongue-in-cheek, Steve. This is why I asked the question a long time ago. How can you take the oath of office... You know, there's a reason why you put the left hand on the Bible and you raise your right hand in affirmation to protect and defend the Constitution. They would be liars if they did that, because that's not what they're there for, to protect and defend the republic. They're here to change the country into the new democracy. Starting to get the idea, folks? So, I mean, when a pure communist comes out and tells you that, what else do you need to know? And everything, see, here's been our problem, Steve, and I'll boil this thing down. Normally, when we try to figure stuff out, say, okay, we know the general idea. Okay, let's go gather the information, and let's plug it in, like pieces to a puzzle. The difference being is we're not copying. We're not looking at a picture and figuring out what piece fits where. No, we've got the pieces to make the picture. It's a reverse process, and it's harder to do. And when we have more and more people out there crapping all over the message, you know, Trump's a Rothschild, he's always been in control. You know what, go suck an egg. I'm no fan of Donald Trump, I'll tell you that right now, but he's the only thing standing between you and the communists really taking over, you idiots.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Yeah. No, I'm not Rush Limbaugh's replacement. I wished I were.
So, John, you were mentioning putting your left hand on the Bible and, you know, being sworn in to tell the truth and to be honesty. The whole Bible thing, reminding you of your oath to be truthful. And so I guess the question to you was, what does the atheist do? How do you swear an atheist in to be honest? As many of these people probably are atheists, these evil people.
I don't know.
I don't either.
Well,
nobody's ever asked that question. A person who doesn't have God or faith, any faith or Christ in their heart, and don't believe there's any repercussions, any afterlife, and there's no punishment for the evil they do on earth, and the Bible is, we might say, our moral compass to keep us on the right and straight and narrow. If somebody doesn't have that and they're an atheist and there's no repercussions, no punishment, how do you swear that guy in?
Yeah. Well, here's, and again, Project Veritas, you people, you get the gold star, actually got the recording of a federal agent trying to coerce this United States Postal Service whistleblower. Now, after this took place, it was leaked to the press that, in fact, the guy recounted. He didn't. He didn't take back his statement. Here is the actual audio of a federal agent trying to twist this whistleblower around. Listen to this closely, folks. This is your FBI at work.
They were grilling the hell out of me.
How are you feeling right now?
I'm kind of pissed. I feel like I just got played.
And I heard him say to the supervisor that they messed up yesterday. I was like, oh, what did they mess up on? And he told the supervisor that they had postmarked one of the ballots for the fourth instead of the third, because they were supposed to put them for the third.
And this guy is the Erie, Pennsylvania post office whistleblower. He was lied to during the interrogation by the feds. I'll continue with this.
And so let me make good on that promise right away, okay? This storm is getting crazy, right? And it's out of a lot of people's control. And so the reason they called me in is to try to harness that storm, try to reel it back in before it gets really crazy, okay?
I understand.
Because we have senators involved. We have the Department of Justice involved. We have
Trump's lawyers team's gotten a hold of me.
I am trying to twist you a little bit, because in that, believe it or not, your mind will kick in.
Okay.
We like to control our mind, and when we do that, we can convince ourselves of a memory. But when you're under a little bit of stress, which is what I'm doing to you purposely, your mind can be a little bit clearer. And we're going to do a different exercise to make your mind a little bit clearer. Okay?
Good to go.
So, but this is all on purpose.
Roger.
I'm not scaring you, but I am scaring you.
It seems like they were trying to make me distrust y'all. And at the same time, it kind of affected, but at the same time, I was like, no, these guys have had my back since the get-go. So that's why I continue.
He's talking about Veritas.
Didn't these federal agents have your back?
At this point, no. Hell
do you think these federal agents are really interested in investigating fraud?
Honestly, I don't think they are.
And in fact, you heard Weisenberg tell a supervisor they were backdating the ballots to make it appear they've been collected on November 3rd. You still stand by that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, so much for the guy recanting. I said recounting before I misspoke. Recanting his testimony. He did not. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, riding shotgun in Florida. Steve Elkins, Off the Beaten Path. We'll be back.
We need leaders to lead us, not stick us in bleeders, and take all our money and send it abroad. It's the least we can do. must take America back. We must take America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.